just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday.
Well, there's a packed football schedule tonight, kicking off at 7:45 when West Ham travel to face Manchester United in the FA Cup for a place in the quarterfinals. Also hoping to make it past the fifth round are Spurs, who face Championship high flyer Sheffield United. In the Premier League, Arsenal hope to go 5 points clear with a win over struggling Everton, and Liverpool face Wolves.
That was brilliant.
That was well written.
I
want to say that was your best bit of sport that you've ever written.
Good sports. I mean, the journalism, the wording was, I liked high-flying championship side Sheffield United. Yeah, Did you like that?
My favourite bit was when he said about the FA Cup and then the Premier League.
Yes.
And then he said something about go 5 points clear at the top of the league.
Yeah. Wow.
Have you got anything to you want to say to the class, Stevie?
There is no I in team.
Weather.
An overcast and cold afternoon continues across much of Essex. There may still be the odd brief shower, and temperatures on your Big Drive Home reaching 7 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw, and collectively as a team, we're up to
We are writing stuff now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We are busy.
Scott Robinson, football journalist.
It was incredible.
Well done.
I was struggling.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Drive all night. Here we go.
Radio Essex.
Right, Wednesday, Big Drive Home, 1st of March, pinch, punch and all that. No returns.
Oh, damn it.
Fey nights, I think. 3 minutes after three, let's go with Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero.
Listening to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Flow and Cardboard Box. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home, Taylor Swift before that with Anti-Hero.
Do you know what I'd quite like to do? Because I'm a little bit of a geek.
Yeah, go on.
Right. I would like to, another day, compile all of the songs where us men are putting things in cardboard boxes.
And
we're like moving out because we've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And get Joe Kinch maybe to compile all them songs, put them together into like a... Wow, like, what's happened?
To the left, everything you own in a box, to the left, cardboard box. Yeah, there'll be a lot of boxes, wouldn't there?
There'll be so many, they'll be stacked so high, we won't know what to do with it.
That's good. How's your Wednesday going?
Well, actually, I've got a little bit of I'm a little bit annoyed about something. Well, I'm going to talk about football just briefly.
Okay.
And that is that because it's FA Cup and Premier League today,
yeah,
that the Premier League, no... I haven't got any...
Oh, you're not on the telly tonight,
yeah,
are you?
And I just think...
It's a massive game for Arsenal.
But I get that... it's a massive game for the league in general. And I get that the FA Cup's obviously very important because it's the FA Cup. But there's lots of TV channels, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like Prime do it now. I thought you could have gone on Prime. But
is it nowhere?
It's absolutely nowhere. There was absolutely no way I'm going to be able to watch it tonight.
No streams at all.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Oh, well. Just hear from our sponsor.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3, and it's live.
Or not.
I mean, I should phone Martin Tyler and say...
Well, get him to commentate it for you down the phone.
Oh, my God, do you think he would?
Yeah.
He's got nothing else to do, has he?
Oh, he'd be fine. 11 minutes after 3, Ray and Escapism, Big Drive Home for Wednesday, Essex. Hope you're doing okay. It's Radio Essex with Ray and Escapism, 14 minutes after 3. Soon, I don't think she'll need to go to the doctor. How does she say it? Because you hate it.
No, I love the song, but I just don't understand why she says, doctor.
If you have any pain, like if you've got painful shoulders or painful legs or anything, you might go to the doctor and get, you know, some help with it.
Yeah.
The CIA have a special method that supposedly makes pain disappear. So if you get back pain or anything, this is ridiculous. They've recently, it's been, loads of TikTokers are doing this and claiming it works. So there's a viral TikTok at the moment, which is a declassified CIA document that details the bizarre technique, saying that it's about essentially using you have to expand your consciousness to get you to interact with your non-physical energies. So the technique involves visualizing the part of the body that hurts. So you go, right, my back's hurting. So you put all your focus into your back and the pain and you do all that.
Yeah.
And then you have to repeat a number. So you look at, you get the visualization going, you keep repeating the number 55515. And apparently, I know this sounds crazy.
Well, it does sound crazy.
But I've seen people do it on TikTok going, Oh my God, it works.
So has every part of the body got a different number? Like
no,
so-
no, no. That's the numbers 55515. That's the number. So I haven't got any pain at the moment. But if you thought, my hamstring from the squats yesterday, they still hurt, but I only want to stand up. So you've got to visualize
the pain. Go off.
55515. I reckon it's taking your mind because you're concentrating on the number that you're saying, and then your brain's moving away from the pain in your leg. It works.
Right, okay. Well, you know what? All that it is.
Go on.
Is, do you know when you've got the hiccups?
Yeah.
And someone goes, "What do you have for breakfast?" And you have to think about something. It's that. It's mind over matter. It's thinking about
taking your mind off the pain.
It's like when your mum used to, and I'm sure everyone's mum used to do this, they'd hold the plaster. They go, "I'm not going to take it off. I'm not going to take it off." Bang.
Yeah, bang. Yeah.
And it's gone. And you don't feel it. Whereas if they go, "I'm going to take it off now," you go, "No!"
Yeah, and if they say, "We're going to take it off really slowly so it might pull on your skin a little bit," it's going to hurt more.
Yeah.
And actually, whenever a doctor or somebody says, "This is going to hurt,
doctor,
this is going to hurt a little bit," it hurts a lot more.
I remember when I had my ear pierced as a kid. And literally, they went, "Oh, no, we're nowhere near." Bang.
Exactly that.
Yeah. Clever.
Mind over matter.
55515.
I'm going to play a George Ezra song and you can just go 55515 and see if the pain disappears.
I'll go, "I love this."
Useful. 17 minutes after 3, we're on the big drive home for Wednesday. Thank you for having us on. Latest on the roads. Full update coming up.
This is...
It's Radio Essex, Charlie Puth and Attention. Hello, hope you're doing okay. Wednesday on the big drive home, midway through the week. And into March. Clocks go forward this time of the year. It's all good. March is a good month.
A lot happens in March.
Daffodils happen and the clocks change. Big things happen in March.
Yeah.
Heading the right way. Gavin and Stacey look set to come back as well a bit later on this year, but not the actual show. There's going to be a reunion. Alison Steadman and Larry Lamb, so mum and dad, have signed up to make a new documentary about Gavin and Stacey. The pair who played Pam and Mick will be visiting locations that they featured on the show. So they're going to be in Barry in Wales, also Billericay as well here in Essex. And there are plans for some of the co-stars to sort of make an appearance and turn up while they're doing the documentary as well.
See, what you've done there was you give us and you take it away.
away at the same time.
So when Friends done it, didn't they? They done a reunion.
The reunion,
and
yeah.
Everyone got very excited because it might happen. Now, I would definitely watch this because I love Gavin and Stacey, probably as much as I like Friends. Well, no, I like Friends marginally more, maybe. But I love it.
Yeah,
but
it's proper feel-good telly, isn't it?
Yeah, but I do want it to come back.
But it's going to be a three-part series. It's called Billericay to Barry. It's been made for Gold. But the thing is, if you get a few of the co-stars back in the room together... There's got to be a conversation of, "Guys, we should just do it." Because he's coming back from America, from his chat show. Ness still lives in the UK, still writing stuff. There's every possibility.
I mean,
Bryn's already said I'd be up for it any day, any time.
Before they done the last reunion, I would have. It looked broken because obviously the two, Gavin and Smithy, didn't talk anymore. Right? So you kind of thought, and they were such good mates and they had a fractured relationship and all that. But now that they've done it, and they did leave it sort of open, didn't they?
It's hanging.
Was
there's
their
definitely
a proposal, wasn't it?
100%. There's another series there, another Christmas special.
I would love that.
Do it, because he's been offered 3 more years in America for NBC and he's turned it down. So... I think it's mainly because he wants to bring his family up in the UK and not in California. But what if the reason was because he knows he needs to be in the UK for the next 3 years and he can't be on the chat show?
I kind of think that he does need to be in the UK. Like, I think he wants to sort of refocus his career and stuff like that. I think he's done the America thing and I think he's done really well.
Do you think he could do that late show here? Because they have the Jimmy Fallon and like the old David Letterman, Jay Leno type shows. They have loads of shows like that in America. We kind of do a little bit, I suppose, with Graham Norton and Jonathan Ross. But
I think he could do a version of it.
But a daily late night chat show in the UK. Because he did it in the UK quite a few times, didn't he?
Yeah.
For NBC.
Yeah, I think probably something like that, first and foremost. But... I would really love to see it. I think that's when he's at his best.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, we'll see. Live and learn. Gavin and Stacey. New documentary is called Billericay to Barry, and it's going to be on Gold later on this year. Look out for that. Right, coming up, Jax Jones and Callum Scott. This is Whistle on the Big Drive Home, 3:31. Tonight I'm going to be shake, 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 non-stopping it.
Are you?
Yeah, the podcast.
Oh, so I thought you was going somewhere completely.
No. I'm going to listen to the podcast. I'm going to listen to this again tonight on my way home.
It's a bit self-indulgent.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Wow.
Sit there listening, going, yeah, we sound good there. This bit especially will be profound.
You'll be like, did I say that on the radio?
We're actually talking about this podcast I'm listening to now, whilst not even being on the podcast yet.
Yeah, it will be good.
It's mind-blowing. So the best of this show gets turned around really quickly, you know, cut up, all the songs are out. All the travel and the weather and the news, all of that's out. It's just us chatting.
Just so you know, Tom, because you weren't here, you know, if you're doing your cutting tonight, you want to keep the sport in because
the sport was
good. He didn't write it.
We wrote the sport.
Yeah.
So, first hour, you make sure you keep that in because it's comedy gold.
We wrote the Radio Essex Sports Bulletin today.
Because he didn't have a clue. It was about 3 minutes to go. He didn't know what he was saying.
So we wrote it. To be fair, we could have written anything. We should have done.
Actually, we've dropped the ball there. We should have made up teams.
Yeah.
That's what we should have done. Oh, my God, why did we not do that?
Leon C. Rangers take on Manchester United tonight.
We could make Stevie believe
it. He's not listening now. We could do that anytime.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. The podcast tonight will be up at about 7 o'clock. And all the shows, if you've missed any of the show, if somebody says to you, oh, do you hear them do the chip shop thing last night? And you're like, what's the chip shop thing? You can go back to last night's podcast and re-listen.
Which a lot of people did, because it's becoming something that people ask me in the street now.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
Do the chip shop thing.
It's actually
called Your Town, but it's and if you haven't heard it, just go and have a listen to last night's podcast. But it's now become known as the chip shop thing.
Yeah, and you love it, and quite it's frustrating. Because you don't know how we do it.
Podcast is downloadable wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search for The Big Drive Home Podcast. Right, latest on the roads. Full travel update next. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, Mr. Jam, and If You Really Love Me. I was reading some really fun stuff on BuzzFeed the other day about people sharing their weirdest first date.
Okay.
So they go on their first date and it's just, it doesn't go to plan, it's just weird. And the one that really stood out was this person who said, I once went out with a guy. He told me he was a Navy SEAL, so he's in the Navy. Yeah. He's in training, fully fledged lawyer as well, having graduated 2 years earlier. He also told me that he had a blood condition that prevented him from getting drunk.
Right.
And to prove it, he ordered 15 shots and got wasted in front of me. I left him face down on the table. Alerted the bar staff to make sure he was okay. Got the hell out of there. The weird bit, because, I mean, some blokes are stupid. We get that. But she's obviously weirded out by it. She's like, why did you say that you had a blood condition?
But I'm guessing that he also wasn't a Navy SEAL. I'm guessing that he was a compulsive liar.
I'm guessing he's still face down in a bar somewhere. Yeah. But it just got me thinking if you've done the first date thing and it went horribly wrong or just a little bit weird.
I mean, you hear that thing. I don't know anyone particularly like myself, but like you hear people that go on a date and then they get out the window in the toilet.
Yes.
And that happens in movies. I know it happens in movies, but there will be people out there that have like gone, nah.
I remember
on the programme, that first date programme, They went into the bathroom and then when the other person weren't looking, went out the front door and left them. Yeah. And it was like, and I felt so bad. The guy's sitting there going like, oh, I think she's gone. this is bad.
I wonder if she got a text from the Navy SEAL the next day going, blood condition's better. I think I'm okay now. I think I've sorted it out. It's Radio Essex, Vemby, Goddard, Messi in Heaven. There's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Couple of first aid nightmares to tell you about. Guys, we met at a hotel bar, both in town, both on business. We hit it off, walked across the street for dinner and drinks. 10 minutes in, he was FaceTiming his children to introduce me.
Ten minutes in. Oh, that's bad.
That is the only day I've ever truly run away from. I went to the bathroom, walked straight out the front door.
That's, you've got to, haven't you? You've got to.
This is another one from Anonymous. I met the man at one bar for a drink while we waited for our dinner reservation. Then we walked over to the next restaurant for dinner. He told me, he said, oh, you can take your drink with you. They don't mind in here. Turned out they did mind. He was wrong. I couldn't. I got stopped at the front door. He just continued. leaving me behind, he continued to go to the next place that we were going to. I caught up with him in the next restaurant and we got seated between these two other tables that were very close to each other. He proceeded to flirt with the waitress and talk only about himself. Then when we got to dessert, he came clean and told me he's actually married and was just seeing how dating in town worked because he's thinking of leaving his wife.
Oh my God, like, using her as an experiment.
He's on a warm-up.
Oh, right, I have just remembered something that I can't believe it. It's probably the worst thing I've ever heard. And this is a friend of mine, not now, but years ago. My friend turned up to pick up a girl at her house.
Yeah.
They were about 18, 19 years old, right? And the dad opened the door and done the old dad thing, spoken. The dad was taking them to the restaurant, right? So they got the coat on, and he was like excited, and they got in the back. When they got to the restaurant, dad got out. Went into the restaurant. my mate, he's called James, right? My mate James sat there for 2 hours being grilled by this dad on the first date with the girl. And
that's not.
And then when he didn't call the girl back the next day, I see him in the back and he was like, oh, the dad's got the ump because I haven't called. Like, what's going on? I mean, that's.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's bad.
Somebody's put, hello, boys. I have a first date story that still makes everyone go, OMG.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the end of the text.
Oh.
You're teasing your own material.
Yeah, is that a tease? Brilliant. Okay, tell us.
Let us know. Send the text in or call us if it's easier, or send a voice note, however you want to do it. Claire says, I went on a date once with a guy. He didn't talk, hardly said anything at all. But what he did keep saying was, do you want to go for a KFC bucket? He's trying to go for a KFC meal on a first date.
Oh, no.
Safe to say I didn't get to do that, and I've never spoken to him ever since. Thank you very much for that, Claire. Anonymous, the 355, send us the full story of your first date story that will make us go OMG. We'll look forward to that after we update news and travel next at 4.
There was Premier League and Cup football action tonight. In the Premier League, Arsenal hope to go 5 points clear with a win over struggling Everton. Liverpool face Wolves. In the FA Cup, West Ham travel to face Manchester United for a place in the quarterfinals and also hoping to make it past the fifth round of Spurs, who face Championship side Sheffield United.
Weather.
Well, it will be an overcast and chilly end to the afternoon. We may still see some brief showers, but temperatures on your big drive home reaching 6 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you very much. Good one. That was a good one.
Cheers, Stevie.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, good bullet in that.
It was really good.
Right. I'm always just waiting for you guys to say something.
Well, I've got something.
What you got?
Well, you know, the sport, you just mixed it up a little bit, didn't you? Just changed the words slightly and made it your own.
If anyone wasn't listening at 3, me and Scott wrote the 3 o'clock sports bulletin.
Yeah, and
I would say contributed.
Word for word. And then what Stevie done in the 4 o'clock is he just mixed up the teams a little bit to make it the same.
He's made it his own.
Yes.
No, I started with the FA Cup at 3, and then at 4 we started with the Premier League, and then we'll do something
else. Yeah. It's like what we do with the music, just play different ones at the same time.
Just press shuffle.
3, 2, 1, go. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Just gone 4 o'clock. It's Chris and Scott, the big drive home. More first date nightmares coming up. First of all, Mimi Webb, Red Flags.
Radio Essex.
Quite appropriate. It's Radio Essex. Diplo, Miguel, Don't Forget My Love. And before that, Red Flags, Mimi Webb. Works quite well. We're talking about first dates. So Red Flags fits. Carla says, I went on a first date. He picked the pub, then commented about me not knowing anyone there. I said, yes, I did. Then he wanted to leave. Asked where else we could go. I picked bread and cheese, as I thought. The comment was a bit weird because he didn't like the fact she knew people in the pub that they went to.
Right, okay.
Again, once he realised I knew people there, he wanted to leave. I then suggested Haystack Canby, as I know everyone. Red flags. She's like, I want to now go somewhere where I'm surrounded by people I know. On the way there, he started talking to me about being his girlfriend. When I said no, he crashed his car into Benfleet Railway Bridge. He reversed and said, oh, I always do stuff like that when I'm upset and angry. When we got to the pub, I got out and said, I don't think you should come in. He then wheel-span his car, bursting his tyre. I ran into the pub, luckily into my friends, and they kept an eye out for me until he left. I never went on a first date far from home after that. It was an easy getaway, but it scared me. Wow.
I mean, that is...
a crazy story.
Yeah, that's not good.
Thank you very much for that, Carla. Lisa on the phone, what have you got for us, Lisa?
Oh, I've not long started seeing my Colin.
Yeah.
And he took me out for a meal. I'm quite happily eating my meal.
Okay.
Yeah. He stopped eating his. Oh. Took quite a few trips to the bathroom. Oh. So I'm thinking something's up here.
Yeah.
Then thought nothing, but we left. I then found out I'd ordered the trout.
Uh-huh.
He can't stand fish.
Oh.
I spent half the day in the toilet being sick of what I was eating.
Oh, Lisa, that's awful. Thank you for that. It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan and All These Nights. Hope you're doing okay. It's Chris and Scott. We're on the radio till 6 tonight, and then Jojo on the radio tonight from 6. We mentioned Tracy earlier. She had texted to say, guys, I've got a first date story that you'll be like, OMG. But they never told us what the story is. But we've now found Tracy, so let's get Tracy on. What's your story, Tracy?
Oh, well, it was an online date, and... I won't be doing them again. Basically, we met in the car park, went in, he asked what I'd like to drink.
Yeah.
And I said, a Sauvignon, please. And he got himself a Coke, and then he proceeded to look at his change, looking quite puzzled, and I was thinking, oh gosh. So we went, sat down, and sat at the table, and he sort of kept looking at his change, and then asked, how much was that white wine? I'm not sure, but you know, I'll get the next round, don't worry. He proceeded to take the glass up to the bar and ask for a cheaper white wine.
No. What? Hang on, so you hadn't drunk it, he took it off you and asked for a cheap... Oh no, that's horrendous. That's horrendous.
I know.
And please tell me you're married with four kids now.
Oh, I'm definitely not. I just give up on men. That's it.
I mean, that is
a lot easier.
So, what did you have for when they come around with the menu? Were you like, I just have a sandwich or something?
Oh,
like that?
No, you're joking. No, I went to the toilet and I did run out. Yeah,
you did do the run out there.
Oh, I mean, that is
run out.
That's pretty bad.
Thank you very much for that, Tracy. Cheers.
Thank you. See you later, boys. Bye.
That's got to be the best one. So thank you. That's got to be the best one so far.
Love that.
Wow. If you've got any stories like that, first date nightmares, red flag stories, 4:26, big drive home. Oh, yeah, she doesn't say it on this one, does she?
No,
waiting for the last word, but it's not there because it's the radio.
Yeah.
4:26, Wednesday, big drive home. Laura, thank you very much for your first date nightmare. She said, guys, I've got one. Went on a first date 3 years ago. Chap was coming from Chelmsford. Said he was going to get a cab, which I thought was weird for like a Wednesday night drink.
Yeah.
He might just bring his car and half and then be fine. But anyway, he got in his cab, got here. Met him outside the pub where he appeared. Date went sort of okay. It wasn't great. But at the end of it, he said, oh, do you want a lift home? And I went, I thought you got a cab. And he went, no, I only say that in case you is a minger and I don't want to give you a lift home. But you're all right. Needless to say, there wasn't a second date with that plonker. We can play that.
Red flag.
That's a red flag. Laura, thank you very much for that. Tom, first date on my 17th birthday, romantic cinema trip to see Reservoir Dogs.
Romantic.
I saw Fatal Attraction on a first blind date I had.
Did you?
Yeah. Scared the life out of me. Spent the night together sharing a cam bed in a complete stranger's laundry room in their house as we had nowhere to stay. Long story short, she was the girl of my dreams. We've now been married for 18 years and have two wonderful teenage kids. I know that's not appropriate.
Yeah, well, no, I've just seen his next message. Oh, sorry, guys, I didn't realise it had to be a nightmare.
Yeah, you've just described that when you met your beautiful wife as a first date nightmare.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Tom.
Good luck with that tonight, Tom. All right, 4:28, keep those coming in on the text, on the app. If you want to call us with your story, 01702455060 is the number. It's Radio Essex on the big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday. We touched a nerve here with first date stories.
Certainly did.
Gary says, I went on a first date with a girl that I used to really, really fancy when we were at school together. I was nervous as hell. Everything seemed to be going great. Okay. Went to an Italian restaurant, had a lovely meal. The conversation was in full flow. I mean, it sounds like the perfect date.
Brilliant.
Afterwards, I suggested that we went for a drink. She agreed. We went to a sports bar just around the corner. The conversation flowed, continued to flow. Until my attention went away from her and I became fully invested in the Northern Ireland versus Macedonia game that was showing on the TV behind her.
Oh, no, Gary.
I'm neither Northern Irish or Macedonian. I had no money invested in the game, and if I was at home, I wouldn't have given it a moment's notice. Needless to say, I went home alone shortly afterwards.
Oh, no.
It took a year, but I got a second date, and in January we celebrate our 12th anniversary. What story?
That's brilliant.
Gary, I love that. Thank you very much for getting involved. Claire, you've got a first date story for us.
I have got a story. It wasn't actually a first date. It was a second date.
Okay.
The first date went okay, so I agreed to go out for dinner on the second date. And we were sat at in the restaurant at the table, opposite one another, just generally chatting. And then for whatever reason, decided to ask me which position I pass wind in.
Sorry, what?
Wow!
Honestly, and I was so shocked, I couldn't say anything, which is quite unlike me. And then he proceeded then to lift one bottom cheek up off the chair.
No, he didn't.
No, you're lying.
And then, Do you do it like this? He didn't actually pass wind, but he did the action.
Oh my!
I know.
This not a red flag, is it? That's like a Liverpool game at Wembley.
Yeah, I mean
that's crazy. What? Red flags.
I mean, second date, he's asking you what position you in when you trump.
I mean.
That's not normal.
You couldn't make it up, could you?
And nothing weird on the first date?
Not really, no. I mean, the reason why he asked me out for a date, he actually came round to give me a quote for a new roof on my garage, and he was more interested in chatting me up rather than giving me a quote. The quote was really expensive, actually. But I thought, yeah, he seems okay. He seems good fun. Yeah.
What about the third date?
There was a
yeah, I didn't think there was.
I love that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Radio Essex, KSI, Oliver Tree and Voices. 5:12, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott for Wednesday. A to Z of music coming up after 5. Jojo on the radio at 6, and we're talking about first dates. And there's some horrific stories about the red flags. This is a good one. Donna says, first dates. I went on a date a few weeks ago, met the guy in a pub for a drink. We got on really well. Loads and loads of chat. Then he said this was his third date that day.
No.
Yeah, that day. He had met someone for breakfast, someone for lunch, and now for a drink in the evening. Never saw him again.
Obviously not.
And he didn't get food. The other two got food.
I know.
One of them got a bowl of porridge. Donna, thank you very much for that. Dawn says, hi, Chris and Scott. I went on a first date with a bloke, and it was in a Chinese restaurant. We ordered our starters. The waitress puts down the small dish of warm water with lemon in it for your hands.
Yeah.
Place that on the table. When the waitress came to take the plates and dish away, the guy puffed out his chest, and he went, I'm not paying for that. Pointing at the water and the lemon. Oh, I didn't order that. I'm not paying for it. She then had to explain to him, that's to dip your fingers in to wash your hands.
But even worse, he said, my date keeps on putting her fingers in it as well. It's disgusting.
Thank you very much for that, Dawn. Red flag stories. Have enjoyed them immensely. We'll move on to something else after 5. Should we play a song for all of those nasty first daters? Yeah. For the people? Dedicate a song to anybody you've had a red flag first date with. H. Ashanti. and Baby. It's Chris and Scott's Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Some really big names coming to Chelmsford this summer to play a very special Hideaway Festival. Clean Bandit, James Bay, Ella Henderson, Freya Ridings, Scottish Legends, Texas are going to be there. Bastille there on the Sunday as well. We've got tickets to give away for the Saturday and the Sunday. Full details on Monday's breakfast show with Martin and Sue. We're back tomorrow. Marky and Martin. Marky and Martin.
I'd say Martin and Marky.
It's not quite Martin and Sue. It's Martin M&M. And M&M's. That's what they should be called. The M&M's breakfast experience. Martin back tomorrow with Marky looking after things for Sue tomorrow. And I actually believe on Monday as well, next week. So, but whoever's on Monday morning, the Hideaway Festival details of how you could be there will be announced. Right, it's coming up on 5. News and travel on the way with Stevie. And we've got the A to Z of music coming up after 5.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Is there ever a time, do you think, where Scott's office chat can come onto the radio?
Absolutely not. Never. Never.
What are we not going to talk about?
What you've just said?
No. Why not?
It's just how you walk out there and they're just sitting, they're all doing work. They're all working in there, trying to sell advertising, the news.
If you consider the level of conversation that happens throughout the day at Radio Essex, I wouldn't say Scott is any worse than a Connor Knight.
Yeah, Connor's got it going on.
He's pretty horrific.
Yeah.
I'm not having that. Connor Knight is much worse. I'm not having that. Some of the things he said.
If anyone heard what you just said to people in the office, they would be gobsmacked.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station. We play the hits. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Better in the office than on the radio is always my motto.
Exactly.
Yeah, well played. Right, 4 minutes after 5, big drive home, A to Z of music coming up.
Turn it up, sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, the 1975, and I'm in love with you. It's Chris and Scott. We're on the big drive home for Wednesday, 1st of March. Can't understand how we're already this far into the year.
Yeah, no, it is scary when you look at it and you think, well, it's basically nearly Christmas. It'll be snowing soon.
I don't know. Well, they reckon it. They've said there's like some kind of a weather warning coming up.
I know. I was joking. I don't need
apparently, and somebody's put it on their tweet actually. Hoddy, weather models are forecasting 13 centimetres of snow in Southend between Wednesday the 8th and Friday the 10th of March. In 2 days?
No.
13 centimetres of snow. This is in Southend. I don't know about the rest of the county.
No, I that will make me very upset.
But I don't know. You see this all the time, though, with these people and their satellite images and that, and then you go on your iPhone and it goes, yeah, it's sunny, 8 degrees.
Yeah, and you're in the beer garden and there's no snow.
But apparently, yeah.
Tom's Googling.
What you got your hand up for, Tom?
I've found it. Apparently there will be snow.
Really?
On Tuesday morning.
What? Next week?
Next week?
Yeah.
No. Oh, because we're not good at snow, are we, in this country? Like, literally everything stops. Everyone goes, can't go to school, can't go to work.
It's always a big surprise, isn't it? It's like, oh, it's icy. It's like, oh, yeah, snow and ice.
My BMW doesn't like the snow.
Doesn't it?
No.
Most cars don't, do they? The rear-wheel drive cars. I remember getting stuck once when I was doing breakfast here and I had to be, it was like 7 till 10 or 6 till 10, and I got stuck outside Roots Hall trying to get up that hill. And it was, somebody had to dig me out. And I was an hour and a half late for the show, and I remember thinking, how do they cope in other countries?
Yeah.
But they have, like, spikes and chains on their tyres and stuff.
Yeah. Because aren't you meant to do something? You're meant to, like, get your winter tyres. I've never done that.
It's like, they do it in Formula One, but I never thought I had to do it. I just get tyres. I go to Mark's Auto Tyres in Mazda. Yeah, I go, Mark, can I have some tyres, please?
He says, yeah.
And he puts tyres on. He never put chains on them.
No. You'd go, mate, what are you doing?
It's snowing on Tuesday, so I've chucked some chains on there for you. Oh, thanks, mate. It's Radio Essex, Rita Ora, and You Only Love Me. Big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Are we doing okay? Thank you for having us on. Joe coming up from 6 tonight with the evening show. And if you've had a stressful Wednesday, chill with Lauren tonight. Essex Chilled from 10. Before we end our show tonight, we do need a helping hand to end the show, as we always do. I think we've got less voice notes recently. We need to up our game a little bit.
I think we need to push the boat out today, and I think we need to get one, you know, in a style.
Mm.
Why not?
Mm.
Maybe it could be that you've been on a first date and you're unhappy because we've been doing first dates for a while, so you could have like a somber voice, like, Wednesday, completed it, mate. Like you've given up.
Yeah.
You've given up.
Almost like you're talking about dating. Over it, completed it, mate.
But just change the words to Wednesday.
Yeah, because they got to be the right words. Wednesday, completed, mate. You can do it in any style you want. If you want to take on that advice, you could be the person at the wrong end of a red flag first date situation.
Yeah.
So you could give it, Wednesday, completed, mate. Or you can just do a normal Wednesday, completed, mate. It doesn't matter. We just need yours in now so we can get ready for the end of the show. We plan the end of the show quite a lot. So you can send the voice notes through now via the app. The only reason we tell you to do it now is because we'll get onto the 8 Centre Music. And then it all gets very confusing.
And we like to get out of here at dead on six, you know what I mean? Like
we got homes to go to. So if you can hang around, you stick around, Joe over here looking after things, but we've got to get out of here at six on the dot. Actually, 5:57 if we're honest with anyone.
5:57, we are out of here.
We're not sitting here listening to the ads, are we? We're gone.
I'm in the car. I'm in the car with them ads on.
Scott's home at six sometimes. It's 6 o'clock. What are you doing here? Oh, I left early. Okay, so we're looking for Wednesday completed, mate. You can get those into us via the app, which you can download wherever you get your apps from. And we'll end the show with you, hopefully, just before six tonight. It's Radio Essex. Blue, I'm good, David Gare, BB Rexha. It's 5:30 on the big drive home and time we did this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
It's good. It's not quite the title fight, but it's good. Well, it's not, is it? Title fight was quite straightforward.
Yeah. It's just quite hard for us to remember everything.
It's quite confusing, but I do like the difference in music we're playing. Today, being a Wednesday.
Wednesday. Groups.
It is groups. We're looking for groups beginning with the letter C, please. What is your favourite group beginning with the letter C? You can get Cool and the Gang, by the way, isn't one of them. Somebody's put that on the text already.
Why?
It's a K.
Oh, they cool. Spell it. Yeah, they spell it like, because they're so cool.
Down with the kids. So they spell Cool and the Gang with a K.
So we're looking for Coldplay.
Coldplay is an obvious
the Carpenters.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The Cause.
Cause, yeah. You can have the, so the Christians would work. You can, the Coral's a good band. Coral.
I was just about to make the mistake and say Kaiser Chiefs, no.
No, same reason as Cool and the Gang.
Yeah.
Although Kaiser's actually spelled with a K.
Yeah, but it sounds it, doesn't it, with the old cuckoos.
Chaz and Dave,
thank you.
So you choose the group you want, beginning with C, and let us know what they are. 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app. We'll pick the two with the most votes to go through to today's battle. So your favourite group, beginning with C, 81400, put the word Essex in a friendly message. Grab us on the app as well. And we'll do those in about 5 minutes. It's Radio Essex, Tiesto, Tay McRae, and 10:35.
Wednesday, groups.
Looking for groups, beginning with C, for the A to Z of music, and loads coming in. Thank you, Sean from Southend, Jennifer, Craig in Lee. We've got Honey in Israel, Teresa, Mick, Linda in Braintree. Thank you very much, Linda. Your one's gone through. Actually, most of the votes have come for these two artists.
They have, yeah.
There's been a couple of culture clubs in there. There's been a Chumbawamba thrown in for good measure. A
few calls.
Yeah. Cleopatra coming at you. In there as well.
Had a vote,
yeah, only one. Let's not make up that all of our listeners wanted to hear Cleopatra.
No.
That didn't happen. But the two that have gone through today are the first band. I'm really surprised this came through so many times, and we both hoped it would.
Yeah.
And it did. They are the Cranberries.
This is a great song.
Love this. You want to hear this? Put the word linger in your message box. 84100 Essex and linger. You can put linger into the app as well. Send it through to us. And this could be the song that plays before six, or
Coldplay with Clocks.
If you want to hear this, put Clocks in your message box and be careful of your spelling. 81400. I mean, because that happens all the time anyway.
All the time.
So we wouldn't know whether it was an actual genuine text or not.
Sometimes it's on a text on our performance.
Yeah, it's just something like we've had three of the misspelt Clocks already today. We haven't even started doing it yet,
no.
So I don't know what you're playing at. But let's text the word. Let me just get that in my head first. Clocks. If you want to hear Coldplay before the end of the show tonight. Belters only. All through the night, make me feel good. It's 10 to 6, and all through the evening, it's Joe Kinch. You can speak, or do you want
to... No, you've done it again.
What?
It's all about you, isn't it, with the old mic?
The microphone, I keep forgetting.
It was busy,
I can speak now,
busy
yeah.
show today. I mean, Jack Burke from, like, the Day Experience was just in here. I don't know what's going on. What are you doing?
I watched someone stand up.
Oh, Chris is on...
You're completing your ring again, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got to smash the rings, you know, it's like... Yeah.
You've done walking again today, haven't you?
It's got a couple of miles, yeah.
What, you've done speed walking, you told me earlier.
Speed walking.
And then,
that's because I didn't make tea for you today.
Yeah, what is...
Walking out to
what
the
is
kitchen.
Up with you?
What do you mean, what? Excuse me? Hello?
Why are you not, you know, like...
It's not a way to start a conversation, is it? Hello to you as well.
Is that not what he was brought in for?
He just says, I've done it. Is that it?
Sit down now.
You just really need to stand up for, like, what, and that helps my health? I stood up for 5 seconds. Now I can sit back on my chair and put my feet up again.
Circulation, isn't it? It's all the circulation.
It's good. It's a bit annoying when you're on the radio.
Anyway, what are you on about?
What, you didn't make tea today? That's part of your content. Did you not read your content?
You made tea.
Yeah, I did. You just missed out.
You weren't here. There's a life in Essex, Radio Essex, before 5 to 3.
No, there is.
Yeah,
no.
There is. We're all in it working.
I've got one contracted tea a day. So if I do that before you turn up, then...
I can't actually upset you, Joe, because I've got to give you a massive thank you, haven't I, on the radio. Oh. You're fixing
can we do this on the radio?
Yeah, you're fixing my son's computer. Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Not the... No, Joe.
Not what he was talking about in the office earlier. No, Joe, on the radio.
You're fixing my son's computer because you're a computer whiz.
Yeah. Glad you used whiz as the word then.
Yeah.
Not what you called me in the office, but...
Did he call you a geek?
No, worse.
I can't say.
An IT professional.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I did. No, thank you very much.
That's all right.
He knows it. He's doing that after the radio show.
This is
I'm going to go home tonight after the show at 10.
Fix and then Scott's son's
fix
computer.
The computer. Yeah,
this is fascinating. Radio.
And then bring it to work.
This is actually on the radio. We're talking about this.
Yeah. I know.
Or what's coming up on your show later?
Mae Stevens.
Wow.
That's incredible.
The one day you don't ask me, you got any guests?
No, is that 8 o'clock?
I just asked you what's coming up on your show.
Yeah, but you didn't specifically say
o'clock?
You got any guests.
Oh, sorry, what's
tonight?
Coming up on your show after 8? Is there any guest on at all?
Wow, yeah, funny you mentioned it.
Who
I've got
is
Mae
it?
Stevens.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's coming up from 6.
Well,
no. 8.
8 o'clock, that's good.
So I'll get the hot 7 at 7
out. You got Tom Grennan. You got that hair tune, Tom Grennan, you kicking off with, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how they get involved in the hot 7 at 7. How does that work?
Head to the website, radioessex.com.
Okay.
You just scroll
down.
Oh,
is that on the internet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about
on
that.
On the web.
The
www's.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Scroll down. Click the hot 7 at 7. It's right there on the front page with your faces. And then you click that, and then there's
without
the little form. No, your faces are above it.
All right, okay, of course,
yeah. Yeah, of course.
We're a banner. Are we a banner?
I think we're a banner.
A banner?
No, I don't think you do anymore. It's Martin and Sue now.
Oh, hang on.
Sorry, what?
What? Right, stop.
Are we not on the banner?
Right. If we're not on the banner, things are
it's like
about to get dark.
Listeners, Martin and Sue.
Yeah, it's not us.
Is it just Martin and Sue?
Martin and Sue, biggest breakfast show from Essex. Radio Essex Breakfast. Essex, Essex, breakfast. And even if you press
the next.
It doesn't do anything.
No, Chris has got to be.
Literally doesn't move. Where are Chris and Scott?
You wait for it tomorrow. It's just going to be Chris and Scott blasting over it.
And then it just says Chris and Scott get home with the biggest hits in the world.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What about all the bents?
Doesn't
chip
say
shop
anything about
the bents.
If you click on it, I don't even know what's on there.
Needs to go Chris and Scott.
Get involved. You can join our Fantasy Football League.
Which we don't talk about anymore.
You can get the app or you can play Old School, New School, which we also don't. Brilliant. Go to the website.
Vote
it's
for the title fight.
Full of loads of information on there. Right. Coming up, Joe on the radio. First, though, the winning tune for tonight. Who do you think it's going to be, Joe, out of the Cranberries and Coldplay?
Well, personally, I would have hoped it was the Cranberries.
Yeah, I like Linger. Good tune.
Yeah.
But if you're voting for the best group beginning with C, admittedly, Linger's a good tune, but would you vote
Coldplay's
for the Cranberries?
Coldplay's done more, so...
It's the correct answer.
Mm.
It's a good song as well.
It's an absolute blinding tune. We've got an end of the show as well coming up next. That will be Amanda P in The Place to Be.
Yeah.
She's going to be ending the show after Coldplay Clocks and then Jojo on the radio taking over control of the radio station. He's 12, taking over control of the whole radio station until 10 o'clock tonight.
What?
See you tomorrow, guys.
Wednesday. Completed it, mate. It's time.
The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.